Biggest learning since you've been a business owner, what do you reckon it would be?
Oh God, could be all day. Well, I think like there is kind of no overnight success. I mean, there are obviously like a few things that just go off like a rocket, like ChatGPT or whatever. You know, Taylor Swift. Just listen to a lot of Taylor Swift in the car with my daughter. So you know, like there's people
I
that
mean, even them, if you think about it,
even then they've been grinding away since
how
their
long did she
lifetime.
pay to be a singer, you know?
Exactly. So I think people that have a short-term view and think, like, I'm gonna jump out of a corporate, you know, I've got to get a business going, and then, you know, within a year I'm gonna flip that around, and I'm gonna, you know, live the easy life. Like that's kind of a fool's errand. I think the key thing is that, you know, a lot of it is around aspiration, but most of it is around perspiration. And I think, yeah, without getting too corny, I think, you know, persistence beats resistance. You know, you're going to have a lot of people that say no to you all the time. No, it's not right for us. The budget's not right. We're not there. Come back next year. We're happy to carry on doing stuff on spreadsheets. No. And you know, it takes, you know, a certain dogged determination to be tenacious and just to keep going. And so I think, you know, there's ups and downs and great successes and some failures, and you just got to try and, you know, get more wins on the board, and just be, you know, keep dig in, basically dig in for the ride and dig in for the long term.